Morning Watch. Knowing and Experiencing the All-Inclusive, Extensive Christ, Week 4. Knowing and Experiencing the All-Inclusive, Extensive Christ as the Reality of All Positive Things. Thursday. John 1:51. And he said to him, Truly, truly, I say to you, you shall see heaven opened, and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. John 6:63. It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words which I have spoken to you are spirit and are life. John 12:24. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless the grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it abides alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 18. May be full of strength to apprehend with all the saints what the breadth and length and height and depth are. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 17 and 18. And receive the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which Spirit is the Word of God, by means of all prayer and petition, praying at every time in Spirit, and watching unto this in all perseverance and petition concerning all the saints. Romans chapter 1, verse 20. For the invisible things of Him, both His eternal power and divine characteristics, have been clearly seen since the creation of the world, being perceived by the things made, so that they would be without excuse. Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 to 17. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation? Because in Him all things were created, in the heavens and on the earth, the visible and the invisible, whether thrones or lordships or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through Him and unto Him. And He is before all things, and all things cohere in Him. Morning Nourishment. There are 6 major categories of types in the Old Testament. The first category is human beings, the second, animals, the third, plants, the fourth, minerals, the fifth, offerings, and the sixth, foods. All these 6 major categories contain types of Christ. In the category of animals, Christ is a lamb, an ox, a lion, an eagle, a dove, and a turtle dove. As a lamb, He became an offering to deal with our sins for our redemption. As an ox, He was not only made an offering, but also became lowly to bear our burdens as a slave of God for us. As a lion, He is the victorious one overcoming Satan on our behalf. As an eagle, He is the transcendent and heavenly one who carries us in order that we may rise above everything. As a dove, He is beautiful and guileless, and as a turtle dove, He is lowly and poor. Today's reading. God has never promised us a smooth environment that we may sail smoothly from the earth to heaven and from this age all the way into the kingdom age. Human beings will always have problems. However, the difference between Christians and unbelievers is that we Christians can still rejoice in our afflictions and not be anxious. Actually, it is not that we can rejoice. Rather, it is the Spirit in us who rejoices. To have a life that is anxious for nothing but always rejoicing, we need to experience Christ and know the Spirit. We thank the Lord that He has given us the Bible, which is very precious. Its essence and sphere are Christ. and this Christ of whom it speaks eventually became the Spirit. Romans 8:16 says, "The Spirit himself witnesses with our spirit." This means that the Spirit is in us and speaks together with us. Revelation 2:7 says, "The Spirit says to the churches." And 22:17 says, "The Spirit and the Bride say." The Spirit is the speaking Spirit. Therefore, the Lord Jesus said, "The words which I have spoken to you are spirit and are life." This indicates that the Lord's words, the Lord's Spirit, and the Lord himself are one and can never be separated. We should daily exercise our spirit to pray, read the words of the Lord, and take in the rich supply from him, because his words are spirit and are life. We should not read the Bible with our mind. Whenever we come to the Lord's Word, we should open up our entire being and exercise our spirit to draw from the riches of the Spirit in the Bible. If we pray read the Word of God in this way, every word of the Bible becomes spirit and life to us. The speaking Spirit who dwells in us will lead us through every circumstance to encounter every person, event, and matter, and deal with every problem. Today, this speaking Spirit is Christ. To know Christ, we need to earnestly study the six major categories of types in the Old Testament. Human beings, animals, plants, minerals, offerings, and foods. These types are very rich. We have already received all these riches in reality. The elements of the reality of all the types are in the Spirit, and the Spirit transfuses and dispenses all these riches into us through the Lord's words. Therefore, day by day, we need to eat the Lord's words and receive the Spirit's dispensing.